the creator of the intelligent universe. Man by his very nature wants a God, who is greatest of the greatest and who is the only one, who has no partner. As a matter of human psychology, man wants a God of unbounded greatness. Since man, in past history, has not been able to discover such a God of limitless glory, he has not been able to establish an elevated relationship with God. He has believed in God in a formal way by observing rituals, but he has not found a God, who becomes all in all for him. What is the reason for this happening? In ancient times, man would see that there were many things, which appeared great. For instance, the sun, the moon, the oceans and the mountains, etc. Moreover, in ancient times, there were many great emperors, who made the claim of being the greatest lords. There were many such different objects of greatness, which dominated man's mind. This being so, in spite of believing in God, people could not discover the greatest and the noblest being in the form of God. This aspect has been brought to an end for the first time by modern science. What modern science did for the first time was to place all human or non-human greatness in a non-divine perspective. Now it is possible that man, by his reflection and deep thinking, may embark on this journey and may discover God in the highest form. Further, the scientists have succeeded in discovering the meaningfulness of the universe, but failed to discover the creator of this meaningful universe. That is why they wonder when the meaningfulness of the universe is observable. Why is it that the creator of the meaningfulness is unobservable? Where is the wise creator of this intelligent universe? What is the answer to where is God? God tells us that he is closer to us than our jugular vein. The truth is that universe without God is unexplainable. We can see him through the signs in the universe. Therefore, if we believe in God, we will find complete meaningfulness of our life, and know the purpose of our life, and know what we have to strive to live a peaceful life. Further in our journey of belief, let us ponder about the following. In the human world, we all know that human beings, with their superior intelligence, are able to study the other creatures. But, all the other creatures put together cannot study the human being. So, a superior being only has the capability of introducing himself to his creation. We will find this introduction in Islam. God Almighty in the 99 names has described his qualities which we, by our nature, look for in a supreme being, and without any of these qualities we cannot have a strong faith to trust in him completely. Trust is placed in someone who is all-powerful, all-wise, the bestower, the one who can give us solace, strength, sustenance and everything else, which is a natural desire of man. Chapter 112 of the Quran says, "Say, he is God, the one God, the self-sufficient one. He does not give birth, nor was he born, and there is nothing like him." God has the most excellent names, 7, 180.